Saturday, October 19th, 1985. Good morning, neighbor. This is Dick Chapman, brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines. How can you fly to London or Frankfurt for $200? Join the people who know. Call Northwest Orient. Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy were at the head table of the Al Smith Memorial Banquet in New York on this night 25 years ago. They were presidential candidates at the time. Kennedy talked about the use of profanity in the campaign just 3 weeks before his presidential election.
One of the inspiring notes that was struck in the last debate was struck by the vice president in his very moving statement, warning the children of the nation against and the candidates against the use of profanity by presidents and ex-presidents when they're on the stump. And I know, after 14 years in the Congress with the vice president, that he was very sincere in his views about the use of profanity. But I am told that a prominent Republican said to him yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, "Mr. Vice President, that was a damn fine speech." And the vice president said, "I appreciate the compliment, but not the language." And the Republican went on, "Yes, sir, I liked it so much that I contributed $1,000 to your campaign." And Mr. Nixon replied, "The hell you say."
JFK, 25 years ago tonight. 16 years ago, Vice President Agnew criticized anti-war leaders. He called them an effete corps of impudent snobs.
Senator Fulbright said some months ago that if the Vietnam War went on much longer, the best of our young people would be in Canada. Well, I'd just as soon let Senator Fulbright go prospecting for his future party leaders in the deserters' dens of Canada and Sweden. We Republicans will look elsewhere.
Former Vice President Spiro T. Agnew. 1973 this day, former White House counsel John Dean pleaded guilty to a single count of conspiracy in the Watergate cover-up. 3 years ago, automaker John DeLorean was arrested in Los Angeles on charges of possessing and conspiring to distribute cocaine. Actor Marlon Brando made his first appearance on this day, 41 years ago, in I Remember Mama. Sunrise came at 7:34, sunset 6:22. Record high on this day, 81 degrees in 1953. Record low, 15 degrees in 1972. We'll get to our WCCO Radio Good Neighbor after this. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor enjoys 23 years of dedicated service to the Girl Scouts. She was the public relations director of the Girl Scouts of St. Croix Valley for 5.5 years. She joined the group in 1962 when her oldest daughter was a brownie and the group was in need of a helping hand. Her work continued, and she went on to serve as a day camp unit leader, junior leader, cadet consultant, and cadet leader. She has also chaired a service team and served as a field vice president with the Girl Scouts of St. Croix Valley in Minnesota. 5 years ago, she received the Girl Scouts' highest award, the Thanks Badge. The recognition is reserved for those who perform truly outstanding service. Recently, she retired from her public relations position, but she continues to volunteer her time. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor is Ramona Moore of Woodbury, Minnesota.
WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830.
Available at Gamble Stores. 38 degrees, high today 60, and what a Saturday to get out and about in CCO land and enjoy ourselves. And let's find out what's going on with Joyce Lamont. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Paul. Let's start with the dog show. And this is a big one. It's the Minneapolis Kennel Club show, all-breed dog show and obedience trial, and it's tomorrow in the Minneapolis Auditorium. About 1,100 dogs have been entered in the show. It'll be a bench show, one of the few in the country, a bench show with all of the dogs on display from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. General admission $4, $2 for children under 12 years of age. That's the Minneapolis Kennel Club Dog Show tomorrow, Minneapolis Auditorium, starting at 8 in the morning. And the Twin Cities Obedience Training Club is having its 38th annual obedience trial today in Brooklyn Center, 9-3 in the Center High School, 65th and Humboldt Avenue South. No admission charge for that. The Landmark Center in St. Paul salutes the British Festival of Minnesota with a two-day British Fair today and tomorrow. Displays of all types of British imports, also music and dances of the British Isles. British foods will be served by the Daughters of the British Empire, and that's from 10 until 5 today and 1 until 5 tomorrow afternoon. The Landmark Center in St. Paul. In Winona, there's a coin and currency show, 10 until 4 today at the Winona Mall, Highway 61 and Gilmore Avenue, sponsored by the Winona Coin Club. That's free. And in Red Wing, a coin and stamp show will be held tomorrow, 9 till 4 at the VFW Hall on Highway 61, another free show. And a free gem and mineral show in Brooklyn Center this weekend, the center court of Brookdale Shopping Center. It's sponsored by the Minnetonka Mineral Hobby Club. And the show is being held during regular shopping center hours both today and tomorrow at Brookdale. I'll have more special events news for you in about 25 minutes.
To that big place where he does his Saturday morning work. And I think it's called Wally World, right?
That is correct.
All
that
right.
is absolutely correct. As usual, you are infallible.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Deal. You've made a quick trip here again this morning.
I really do.
Did you do 55?
55 what?
Miles per hour.
Well, I don't really move. You see, I'm twins.
You are?
Yes, that's how I can do all these things, you know, fan in the stands and all these things that call for this type program.
You're a ventriloquist. You can throw your voice.
Yes, and I should throw it out.
Yes,
but no, there are two of me running around. That's how I can do it. At least I think I'm twins. I remember Mother had a picture of me taken, she said, when I was two.
Yeah. Okay. Say, it's pretty out there. Is the sun still as bright as it was when I came in this morning?
Yes, it is. It's up there.
God,
the skies are clear. There's a little bit of cumulus clouds cumulating.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those other kind of clouds doing whatever they do. But no, it's a very lovely morning.
That's a great weather report, Bill.
Thank you. Milt the Fever's job is secure.
He just fell over.
He doesn't have a worry in the world.
He just fell off his chair.
Yeah, he said, well, that sets meteorology back about half a decade.
That's right.
We have 40 now, do we?
It's still 38 degrees.
You know, I saw some frosted windshields this morning.
Oh, we could do a song on that.
Oh,
frosted
that reminds me of frosted root beers. Oh, man. But what are we doing here? Our minds
are
wandering.
Well, you're supposed to do something for us about cars,
I
believe.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. I was going to say our minds are wandering, but they're so weak and little they won't go far.
Speak for yourself.
Bill Deal for Oldsmobile. Wally McCarthy's Oldsmobile at Freeway 494 Penn Avenue South. And honest to goodness, so help me, Sue St. Marie, just now, what did they call those? A transport went by with even more new Oldsmobiles here for Wally McCarthy.
Hey, they were here this morning, Billy Deal, at 7 a.m., unloading more brand new 1986 Oldsmobiles. It's the most exciting time of year for new car buyers.
It is. The cars are here. Now, how are you coming along with the different models? Are they coming in now?
They're coming in now. Of course, we've got all the 1986s except very shortly we'll be receiving the 1986 Tornados. Now, that for 1986 is going to be a much different car. It's going to be shorter, lighter, front-wheel drive. Going to be a neat car, but if you like the present full-size Tornado, you've got to get down and take advantage of the 8.8% financing and special closeout prices on the 1985 Tornados, and we still have a great selection of 1985s.
Well, look at the showroom floor. It's just packed bumper to bumper here. As a matter of fact, you can hardly walk around in this place. Boy, have you got the cars.
That's right. We've got them, and they're all for sale at special sale prices today. Bring in your old car, and you're going to be amazed at how much we'll pay you for old blue.
Okay. And let me tell you that winter's moving in before we know it. If you haven't experienced front-wheel drive yet, you've got to do it with an Oldsmobile, and you should come in today for a demonstration ride for sure. And to make it more fun today, we have the Sherwin-Alpert's Reuben Delicatessen-style hot dogs today, the McGlynn Bakery rolls, the coffee. What are we getting today here? Are we getting lemonade or cider today?
Lemonade today.
Lemonade today.
Yes.
Cider. Did we find the lemon?
Lemonade. No, we're going to go out and we'll send out somebody to look for it right now.
Okay. And here's George Griebenow with the CCO community page.
Bill, the very popular mayor of Bloomington, Jim Lindau.
Mr. Lindau, and good morning.
Good morning. I've been down here telling him what the great effects of the Mega Mall will be on this Wally McCarthy Olds.
Well, that's grand. It's a couple of miles up there. I was just up there. It isn't there yet.
No, it isn't. It's well on its way, and we're trying to get as many people involved in this project as we can. Bloomington is a $2 billion economy now, and with the addition of that, it's going to be the great city in the state.
Will I be able to get through here to get into Wally McCarthy's when that's built?
There will be a lot more traffic in here. There's no question about it, but they'll all be buying cars. So I'm sure
more power to you.
We're all in favor of that. Oh, you got to come out, too, and check the 1986 lease specials on the show floor, too. You can lease 1986 Firenzas as low as $159 a month, Calais for $179, Sierras for $199. Come on in and see us today.
You bet. Freeway 494, Penn Avenue South. You see the big sign, you know your home, Paul. Wally McCarthy's Oldsmobile.
We'll check with you in a few minutes, Bill. And don't forget that Bill Deal is here this afternoon following our Gophers football game. He'll have the college football review for you right here on Real Radio, WCCO. It's 829. Welcome to the real world on WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. 38 degrees, it's 830. WCCO Radio News. Today's news brought to you by the First Banks. Come in first for financial information that helps you come out ahead. Here's Bruce Hagovic.
And the top story of this hour.
Way on a Saturday morning, and there he is with that big smile button on his right lapel. Oh, you've got it upside down, Bill.
How? Now, oh, you saw me when I was in doing the news. Boy, I felt uneasy there for a minute.
Did you? I have a camera out there. I'm watching you.
Are you really right now?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Let me just get my good side here. My bad side.
That's nice.
My bad side is my outside.
I know that.
Yes. I got to tell you one.
Okay.
Why did the goof...
Why do you look at me?
Tom O'Brien says, why do you look at me? Why did the goof put his bed in the fireplace?
Why did...
Now, wait a minute. We're both wrong. Oh. I haven't given the line yet.
Did Tom O'Brien put his bed in the fireplace?
Why did Tom O'Brien put his bed in the fireplace?
I have no idea.
Because he wanted to sleep like a log.
Oh. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You get it?
I get it? I think so.
Oh, you got it. Bill Deal for Oldsmobile. Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds here at Freeway 494 Penn Avenue South. And let me tell you, it is a beautiful day today. A beautiful day to come on out and buy your next car here at Wally McCarthy's.
Well, Tom? There's no question about that. The weather is right and the automobiles are right at Lindahl Oldsmobile. And if you take a look out in that acres and acres of used cars that we have, I'll tell you something, Bill. There is no one that cannot find the exact car that they're looking for. A tremendous amount of automobiles in the used car department. When I talk about automobiles, I'm talking about the largest selection in the whole upper Midwest area. Whatever you're thinking about, motorhomes, Corvettes, 4x4s, trucks, family-type automobiles, station wagons, executive brass hat automobiles from Oldsmobile Division. They're all here, and they're all very specially sale priced. So we urge you, you might be thinking about a car, maybe possibly in January or February. Now is the time to take advantage of the best selection of automobiles that Wally McCarthy has ever had. New car business is absolutely fantastic. Low mileage, fresh trade-ins arriving daily. It's a great time to shop.
And you are offering top trade-in on the car that anybody might be driving right now.
There's no question about it. We are really excited about what Lindahl Oldsmobile has to offer in all departments, not only in the new car department, but that used car department. The greatest values of the year are awaiting your selection today.
Okay, now you've got a lot of cars here, economy price, but I know you've got some beautiful cars, that used cars that are in the upper brackets, too. Suppose I want to just step up a notch or two, and I need a little help in financing.
All right, no problem with financing. We have three people on duty right now with bank financing rates at fixed rates, and that's the important thing. Great savings in every department. And today at Lindahl.
Okay, and today, to make it even more fun, Sherwin Alpert strikes again with a Reuben. Delicatessen-style hot dogs. We've got the McGlynn bakery rolls, the coffee. The lemonade is on the way. The coffee is on, and the lemonade is on the way. And here is George Rebenow with the CCO Community Page.
Bill, the well-known mayor of Bloomington, Jim Lindahl.
Mr. Mayor.
Well, I've been out driving around our fair city this morning looking at one of the fastest-growing communities in Minnesota. You know, there are 116,000 jobs between the airport and the other side of Eden Prairie, right here along the strip. More jobs than in either Minneapolis or St. Paul, so there's a lot of responsibility in looking at a city this size.
Bloomington is Bloomington.
It certainly is doing that. We're very pleased with what's happening out here.
I just gave you a slogan there. Feel free to use it.
I think we will.
Okay. And here's Tom.
And here's Tom talking about sports cars. We mentioned that we have 1984 Pontiac Fiero that we've just taken in with 10,000 actual miles. A beautiful, solid black automobile, specially seal-priced at only $89.95. Folks, we've got cars as low as $188.
So come on out. Freeway 494, Penn Avenue South, Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. Paul?
Don Cochane, Bill. It's 12 and a half before 9 at CCO. And a CCO Radio Midas non-spill travel mug. It's yours free with any brake or exhaust inspection at participating Midas shops. And bring the mug to any participating Wendy's restaurant between 7 and 10 a.m. and you'll get a free cup of coffee till November 15th. Joyce Lamont is here. Joyce, look at this. We received in the mail, and I say we, because this very nice lady sent this to both of us. It says, Dear Paul and Joyce, you often talk about food when you're on the air together. We do? Do we talk that much
do
about
we,
food?
Do we really? Well, maybe so.
Maybe
I
do.
I think everybody around here talks a lot about food. They're probably always hungry.
Anyway, Pat says, so I thought you would be interested in the Cooking for One or Two cookbook compiled and published this summer by the Hopkins Area Senior Citizens. Look at that. Isn't that a nice book?
How nice. And they sent us a cookbook.
Yeah.
Good.
She says, although many people cook in small quantities, it's difficult to find recipes specifically for one or two. And that's true. And she says, this publication has quite a variety of such recipes, and it makes an ideal gift. And then she says, Paul, perhaps you'll want to put on your chef hat and surprise Joyce with a dish from the enclosed cookbook. If you do, I'm sure your many listeners would love to hear about it, including a taste test by Joyce. And this is from Pat Isaac, who's a volunteer for the Hopkins Community Center in Hopkins.
All right, when are you planning to cook this up?
Well, let's see, what time is it now? Not quite that fast. I guess I'll have to go through the book here, and we'll find some interesting things. Drop biscuits. Scalloped potatoes, chili con carne. Oh, it looks wonderful. Uh-huh. How about roast Cornish hens with sweet potato stuffing?
Now, that sounds good.
That's all right?
Yeah, would
You'll
you
go
do
for that?
That?
Okay.
Yeah, say
we'll
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'll consider it.
Of course, you have to do the shopping.
Oh.
You've got a busy day, too.
That's true.
Well, maybe next week.
Huh? All right. We'll try.
Oh,
all right. What's happening around the area today?
Oh, so many things today. The Viking Chapter National Woodcarvers Association is having a show today, or rather this weekend, a show of wood carvings at the Eden Prairie Shopping Center. The show hours today are 10 till 6 and tomorrow noon till 5, Eden Prairie Shopping Center on 169, just south of 494, and that show is free. And then in Woodbury, the Greater East Area Model Railroad Club is having a sale of railroad collectibles and antiques today at the Woodbury Senior High School from 9 until 3. And the Northtown Merchants Association is having a fall antique show today at Northtown in Blaine. And it's open during regular shopping center hours today and tomorrow. No admission charge. The North Central Florists Association is going to have a flower show tomorrow at Rosedale Shopping Center in Rosedale. The show is free, and it begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the center court. Featured will be demonstrations of flower arrangements by Twin Cities floral designers, and that is a free show. And then in New Ulm, Minnesota, the annual Oktoberfest, sponsored by the Concord Singers, is being held at the Holiday Inn this weekend. Starting at 2 o'clock, both this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. It continues till midnight tonight and till 6 tomorrow night, and that festival features German foods of all kinds and music, arts and crafts and dancing. The Oktoberfest in New Ulm this weekend. I'll have more special events news for you in about 25 minutes.
After all is said and done, there's nothing like a friend.
guys. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, first of all, that you had some great, great hymns on this morning on your Sunday Prelude show. I hope our listeners are aware of that. The Joyce is here at 6 o'clock on Sunday mornings with Sunday Prelude. I sang along with, I think, just about every one of them this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like the show.
Thank you. And it's going to be a perfect day in the Twin Cities, so do we have a bunch of things to do?
Yes, we have breakfasts and dinners and lots of concerts. Let's start with the breakfasts that are being served this morning in Minnesota. There's one in Chanhassen, the American Legion Post. They'll be serving from 9 until 1 o'clock. And then in St. Louis Park, the Paul Revere Lodge at 6509 Walker Street, serving from 8 till 1. In West St. Paul, St. Michael's Church, 335 East Hurley, serving breakfast now until 1 o'clock. And in Farmington at the Masonic Temple, 326 3rd Street, serving 8 till 1. In St. Paul, the Montgomery Lodge is serving breakfast now until 12:30. That's 1100 Payne Avenue. And in Minneapolis at the Lucky Levin Hall, 165 13th Avenue Northeast, serving now till 1. In Jordan at St. John the Baptist Church Parish Hall, they'll be serving breakfast 8 until noon today. And there's some dinners being served today in Minnesota in St. Paul at the Church of St. Agnes, 548 LaFond Avenue, a turkey dinner today from 11 till 5. In South St. Paul at the Mizpah Masonic Lodge, 4th and Marie, turkey dinner and a bazaar from 11 till 4. And in Minneapolis, turkey dinner and bazaar, 12:30 till 3 at Faith United Church of Christ at 4301 First Avenue South. In New Germany, there'll be a walleye fish dinner served at the City Hall today from 11 this morning until 6 tonight. In Kingston, turkey dinner at Kelly American Legion Post, and they'll be serving from 11 till 3. And I'll have more of those for you in about half an hour.
Well, we got all kinds of sports for you. Sir Sidney will have his stuff beginning at 10 o'clock and lasting seemingly forever. And then we'll have at 3:05 the big Viking feedback show with Mr. Deal and Mr. Flatley. Then we'll have This Week in the NFL that comes on at 5:45, I guess. And then the big story of the sports day, I think, is the World Series Game 2. Cardinals won last night 3-1 over the Royals. 7:15, Jack Buck and Sparky Anderson. Turn down that TV sound and get the best from CBS right here on WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Welcome to the real world.
Okay, Lazy Bones, roll out. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on WCCO, and I'm Paul Stagg. Good morning. This is Sunday Punch, and what a day we're going to have. 63 is forecast by Milt, and it's going to be sunshine all day long. Tomorrow, too, promises to be beautiful with a high of 68. 41 right now in Minneapolis-St. Paul. This is hour two of Sunday Punch. We're going to check some sports scores in just a few moments here on CCO. But first, let's check in with Joyce Lamont and find out what's going on in the Twin Cities area. Joyce?
Lots of things, but I'm going to start with a couple more dinners. These are all in Minnesota. In Hopkins, a turkey dinner and bazaar, 11:30 this morning till 4:30 this afternoon at the VFW Post at 100 Shady Oak Road. And then in St. Paul, a spaghetti dinner at the VFW Post at 648 East Lawson. They'll be serving from noon till 5. And at Concordia Academy in St. Paul, 2400 North Dale, it's Super Sunday, S-O-U-P-E-R, referring to the homemade soups they're serving there today. Homemade soups and pies and hot breads and beverages at Concordia College in St. Paul from 11 this morning until 2 this afternoon. Several holiday fairs today in St. Paul at St. Bernard's Parish Center, Geranium and Rice now till 1. In White Bear Lake at St. Mary's Parish Center, 2nd and Bald Eagle Avenue, 10 until 2. And here's a big event, the Minneapolis Kennel Club Show, an all-breed dog show and obedience trial today in the Minneapolis Auditorium. About 1,100 dogs are in the show, and it's a benched show. All the dogs on display now until 5 this afternoon. General admission, $4, $2 for children under 12 years of age. The dog show today in the Minneapolis Auditorium. And at the Landmark Center, St. Paul, they're saluting the British Festival of Minnesota with a British fair today. Displays of all types of British imports, music and dances of the British Isles, and British foods served by the Daughters of the British Empire. And that's from 1 until 5 this afternoon, the Landmark Center in St. Paul. And the week-long Skate America is in its final day today in the St. Paul Civic Center. This is the only international figure skating competition to be held this year in the United States. It features skaters from 19 countries. The competition begins at 2:30 this afternoon at the St. Paul Civic Center. I have more special events news for you in half an hour.
When you give it your best, you know it really shows.
Channel 4's Don Shelby.
The best.
Shelby and Miles on Channel 4, WCCO-TV's 10 p.m. report. Famous Danish gentleman Ray Christensen, who turns into a Norsky every Sunday morning at just about this time, will be with us in just a few moments. But first, special events news with Joyce Lamont. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. At the historic Oliver Kelly Farm near Elk River, there's going to be a husking bee this afternoon, 1 to 4:30, with old-time fiddler music and corn husking and free roasted pork and hot apple cider. The Kelly Farm is 2 miles southeast of Elk River on Highway 10. The North Central Florists Association will have a flower show today in Roseville. In the center court of the shopping center, beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon, featured will be demonstrations of flower arranging by Twin Cities floral designers, and that is free. In New Ulm, Minnesota, the Oktoberfest is in its final day today. It's being held in the Holiday Inn, and it features a variety of German foods and music, arts, crafts, and dancing. Opens at 2 this afternoon, runs until 6 o'clock. At Northtown Shopping Center in Blaine, merchants are sponsoring an antique show and sale today during regular shopping center hours. In Eden Prairie, the Viking chapter, the National Wood Carvers Association, having a show of wood carvings this weekend in the Eden Prairie Shopping Center on Highway 169, just south of I-494. The show hours today, noon till 5, and there's no admission charge. And a reminder that the Rose Male Voice Choir from Wales opens a series of concerts in our area at 3 this afternoon in St. Paul, the O'Shaughnessy Auditorium, College of St. Catherine. And I'll tell you more about their schedule this week in about half an hour.
Good morning. Come on. This is Ray Christensen with your Sunday Doorway to Norway Norwegian News and Notes program, produced by the Sons of Norway's Liv Nordum Lions, and brought to you today with the compliments of Per Aagaard's Scandinavian Gift Store. Visiting Per Aagaard's gift store is the closest you can come to Scandinavia without actually going there. Christmas items from Scandinavia have been arriving daily. Come see our Santa Clauses, our candle holders in wood, crystal, 24-karat gold-plated or iron. New figurines from Bing Grundahl. Holmegard glassware from Norway, a new pattern from Figyo, China, plus the new Farmer's Rose pattern, Julenissa. We have it all. But first and foremost, we invite you to join us in celebrating our one-year anniversary. We'll have a store-wide sale with 15% off on everything. The sale begins Friday, November 1st, runs through Tuesday, November 12th. On the last day of the sale, we'll be giving away a prize from each of the 4 Scandinavian countries. So come in and register. Throughout the sale, we'll be serving Scandinavian coffee and ginger cookies. We at Per Aagaard's Scandinavian Gift Store thank all the customers we've had the pleasure of serving over the past year, and we welcome all the new customers we hope to meet soon. Please take advantage of our 2-hour free parking behind the store. We hope to see you at Per Aagaard's, 1440 West Lake Street, one half block west of Calhoun Square, and right across the street from Sons of Norway. Velkommen. A Norwegian artist who has won worldwide recognition is the painter Edvard Munch. Already as a child, he demonstrated his artistic talent and his extraordinary drawing skills. Like most other young people of his time, he started on a conventional education, but soon realized that he was going to be an artist. He was so serious about it that he quit the technical school he was enrolled in and went to an art school. He was 17 at that time, the year 1880. 5 years later, we find Munch in Paris. At home, he had been working with contemporary artists and exploring the current trends in Scandinavia. Now he was exposed to the latest developments in European art. From 1892, he worked in Berlin, and this is where he first won a name for himself. An exhibit in the very first of his Berlin years caused a sensation, but also a great deal of controversy. Munch's art was not of the pretty postcard type so common in the Romantic period.
Neither could it be compared to other prevailing trends. His art was new and original. He was a pioneer and trendsetter, and as such, he inspired other young painters in the art community. Munch's personal life was not always easy. He took on a tremendous workload and lived a hectic life. Moreover, he was prone to depression due to family problems. He grew up in a highly cultured home, but his father's somewhat gloomy nature and the untimely deaths of his mother and older sister made a deep impression on his sensitive mind. In 1908, he had a nervous breakdown, and this episode in his life proved beneficial in the long run. He had to start a new chapter in his life. He moved back to Norway after years abroad and started working there. His art was now getting recognition everywhere, but he was not thrilled with the side effects of being famous. Being a public figure bothered him. In the 1920s and 30s, he lived in almost complete seclusion at his estate outside Oslo, producing a large amount of art. When Munch died in 1944, it turned out that he had willed all the works in his possession to the city of Oslo. This magnificent gift comprised some 1,200 paintings, 4,500 drawings, 15,000 prints, and 6 sculptures. Among his possessions also, lithographic stones, woodcut blocks, etching plates, and a large collection of notes, books, newspaper cuttings, and other documents. To give this tremendous gift to the public, the City Council of Oslo decided to build a Munch Museum. The project was delayed by post-war building restrictions, but finally was opened in 1963. In addition to Munch's own art and papers, his sister Inger gave the museum paintings, drawings, and Munch's correspondence. A visit to the Munch Museum is a true introduction to the artist's life and work. A library and a technical department for restoration work and photography adds to the usability of the building. The exhibition section is designed to allow for film showings, lectures, and concerts. The Munch Museum thus represents a vital and expanding force in the cultural life of Norway, an unusual and exciting memorial for a great artist. South Metro Lodge 602 is celebrating its kickoff of its new Sons of Norway Lodge with a dinner at 6:30 Saturday, November 2nd at the Dakota County Area Vocational Technical Institute located east of downtown Rosemont. Han gauk alle sammen. Morna.
Hello, this is Jürgen Nash, pleased to be telling you about the success of Kenwood Isles. These exciting condominium homes designed for seniors are beautiful and selling fast, but no wonder. They offer so many amenities you can't find anywhere. At Kenwood Isles, you can walk out your front door and enjoy a stroll around beautiful Lake of the Isles or a shopping spree at Calhoun Square. Enjoy a Sunday brunch at Kenwood Isles' private dining room or an afternoon of swimming and recreation at the adjoining YWCA. Enjoy, too, the independence and security provided by the experienced management of the Ebenezer Society and the convenience of an attached health care clinic. The Kenwood Isles models are located at 28th and Hennepin, and they're open 12 noon to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, and 12 noon to 7 Monday through Thursday. Stop by and start enjoying the best years of your life at Kenwood Isles, sponsored by Sons of Norway.
We'll check news after this.
Imagine winning $1,000 in Donaldson's gift certificates.
Well, that's what happened Friday morning to Sue Hartman of Cologne in our Welcome to the Real World contest.
You'll have to come down and model some of your outfits when you go shopping.
No, it's going to be all Christmas.
All Christmas, huh?
All right.
Well, good for you.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Hey, Sue, it's great. We're very happy for you.
Oh, thanks.
You
thanks
bet.
A million.
Thousands and thousands of dollars in Donaldson's gift certificates still to come, including another $1,000 certificate prize package sometime next week.
Also next week, the first of 10 Delta Airlines Dream Vacations.
And still to come, hundreds of AM stereo radios from the Best Buy Company.
Winning is easy. Simply write your name, address, phone number, and birthday on a postcard.
Mail it to Real World, WCCO Radio, Box 2830, Minneapolis, 55402.
If we draw your card and announce your name, you'll have 8 minutes and 30 seconds to phone us and win.
Now here's the local and regional news brought to you by Amit's Apple Farm between North St. Paul and Stillwater, Minnesota, just off Highway 36. I'm Joyce Lamont. I'll be talking with Tom Amit in just a moment. Now the news with Eric Escala.
Hi, Joyce.
I know that the peak of fall color is over, but people tell me the St. Croix Valley is still beautiful.
Yes, it is really. You know, a lot of the leaves have fallen, but
up from here, up from Stillwater to St. Croix Falls, the leaves are still, all of the colors are still there.
Good day for a drive, then, along the St. Croix, and then come back on Highway 36. Stop at Amit's for some apples. What varieties do you have today?
Well, there's 12 varieties, Joyce. All of the favorites are in, such as Harrelson, Fireside, Prairie Spy, Red and Golden Delicious, and I think one of the more popular ones this year, the Regent, the University of Minnesota apple that's sweet and crisp.
You are through with the harvest, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, we're through with the harvest, but we kind of start our second season now, Joyce. As you know, we put them at 32 degrees. We pick all of our own apples. We put them at 32 degrees the day they're picked. They're washed and graded. They're all on the tasting table. We'll be open till probably February with cross-country skiing. The bakery is active. The cider press is active. The fiddler will be playing in the barn this afternoon. We're easy to find.
Yes, just off Highway 36, between North St. Paul and Stillwater. If you want to call before you leave, you might call Amit's 439-3127. And now back to Eric Escala and the news.
3:05 today, we'll have Viking Feedback with Messrs. Flatley and Deal. And then the big story today, 7:15, Jack Buck and Sparky Anderson from Kansas City. Royals and Cardinals, game number 2 of the World Series. The Cards beat the Royals 3-1 last night. Game number 2 tonight, right here on WCCO Minneapolis.
This is a real Sunday. Isn't this gorgeous? Milt the Fever has outdone himself. But I still think it's because he has this new intern helping him out on weekends. Doug is doing a wonderful job at making certain that we have some great weekend weather. Good morning, I'm Paul Stagg. If you've just found yourself waking up on this beautiful Sunday morning, then by all means, roll out and get out and enjoy yourself today. And take us along wherever you're going on this perfect Sunday in October, October the 20th. Well, this hour, in addition to talking to Milt LaFever, we will hear from Dr. O'Brien. He'll be here to talk about sex and high blood pressure. And don't forget that Dr. O'Brien has his new show, The Doctors, at 5 tonight here on CCO. Jim Delmont will be along at about 9:30. And from Jim, we'll hear about the new Guthrie play, Execution of Justice. In addition to that, Morgan predicts. Morgan will be predicting all of the important games today, all of that pro action. And, of course, understanding your investments comes up just before 10 o'clock with Piper Jaffray and Hopwood. Today, Jack Porter from Piper Jaffray and Hopwood will join us, and we'll talk about zero coupon bonds. So, a full hour of entertainment and some interesting information as well, right here on Sunday Punch on CCO.
There's a warm pillow you keep turning to. Always right here at the heart of all when it means the most to you. One voice is clear. We're real, so real. Real Radio, WCCO.
St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830. TBS News is next, and remember, World Series Baseball at 7:15 this evening, right here on Real Radio, WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830, Stereo AM. It's 6 o'clock.